gospel and scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So, magandang umaga sa ating lahat mga kaibigan. At sa umagang ito, bago tayo magpatuloy, good morning, Brother Zach Anangos.
Good morning.
And salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan, mga kapatid kong Kristiyano at mga Pilipino, mga kaibigan. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. At sa umagang ito, before we proceed, so the same as usual, Brother Zach, I ask you please for our opening prayer.
This morning, Lord God, we thank you for the way that you take us step by step into good things. So we celebrate the fact that you are Lord and that we are your children and we walk in your, at your direction. That you give us the pathway, and we're so blessed by that. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the conversation this morning, that we would learn what it is to trust you. Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Zach, Brother Angus, the same. So, I play a birthday song.
Mm.
And I have a cousin, second degree cousin.
Yes.
She was celebrating her birthday. So, belated happy birthday, Charito Tolo, Jan sa Canada.
Happy birthday.
So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We greet you in the name of the Lord. Happy, belated happy birthday, Charito Tolo in Canada. She is now in Canada.
Canadian.
With her beloved husband. And maybe I think one son with with him, and the rest, they are still in the Philippines. So, Sarah, once again, belated happy birthday. At sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo to, napangalanan lang natin si Charito o Sarah Tulod dyan sa Canada. Kasi yun lang ang nakita ko na klarong-klarong nag-celebrar sa kanyang karawan. Sa inyo to, Agaw, Sarah, sa iyo din to. Belated happy birthday. So pakinggan natin mga kaibigan at sa kalahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo itong lahat, happy birthday, aking mahal. Happy birthday, my love. Okay, dito na.
Mga pangarap mo piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, kundi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Birthday party, birthday gift, birthday gift. Piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami narito, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Sa'yo may aalay. Ay ang dalangin ko na sana'y magbigyan ka ng ligayang tulad sa'yo'y walang hanggan.
Mga pangarap mo sana'y makamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kaming naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, mga pangarap mo sana ay matutan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Thanks be to God, no? We were able to serve them even to play a song.
Amen.
Even they are far from me, but because we have a social media and we can use them to reach them.
Yeah.
That's it.
So once again, belated happy birthday, Sister Sarah o Gaw Sarah in Canada.
Yes.
Pa sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. At isunod natin mga kaibigan ang ating gospel song. Gospel song ang title, At the Cross. Maganda din to mga kaibigan.
Amen.
At the Cross. So, hanapin pa natin kunti. Oh, not here.
Just funny.
Okay. We change because cannot be found. So all to Jesus I surrender all, because He is our shepherd. So mga kaibigan, pakinggan muna natin. All to Jesus I surrender all. Dito na.
I surrender all to
I surrender all, yes.
Amen.
Me, I surrender all to the Lord. Brother Angus, the time is yours, so you can proceed the message.
Thank you, Roland, and good morning to all our dear listeners. Thank you so much having Brother Zach and Roland here to help confirm that this morning we want to look at a simple theme. It's called the Good Shepherd. Psalm 23, verse 1. I'll ask Zach if you could read it to us first in your English translation. Tell us which translation you had too, please, Zach.
Okay, so this here is, that nice modern version, the New Living, okay? And it's, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Lord. Oh,
thank you.
In Tagalog, Psalm chapter 23, verse 1. So, sa Tagalog.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Brother Sat, for allowing our Tagalog may be heard. The Lord is my shepherd. Sorry. Ang Panginoon ay aking pastor. Hindi ako mangangailangan.
Ay, ay. Yeah.
That's good. In the preceding Psalm 22, we find in verse 30 and verse 31. I'll get Zach to read that in the English translation. So just one psalm back. Psalm 22, verse 30 and verse 31. When you're ready, Zach.
Okay. So future generations will also serve him. Our children will hear about the wonders of the Lord. In verse 31, his righteous acts will be told to those yet unborn. They will hear about everything he has done.
We will have that in Tagalog, please.
Chapter 22.
22. 30 and 31 in Tagalog, please.
Okay. 22, verse 30 and 31. 31.
Yes, please.
Okay. That's. Isang binhi ay maglilingkod sa kanya. Saysayin ang Panginoon sa sunod na salin ng lahi. Sila'y magsisiparoon at manghahayag ng kanyang katwiran sa bayan na ipanganganak ay ibabalita yaong kanyang ginawa. Amen.
Amen.
We will now go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. It's the longest psalm. And I'll get Zach to start reading from verse 33.
Right.
To 37. Thank you, Zach.
Yes. So this is 1, 2, 3. So it's the fifth set of eight verses. And this is what it says. Teach me, O Lord, to follow every one of your principles. Give me understanding, and I will obey your law. I will put it into practice with all my heart. What's the last verse?
37, please.
37. Okay, verse 35. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. verse 36, give me an earnestness, give me the eagerness, is the word, for your decrees. Do not inflict me with love for money. And verse 37?
Yes, please.
Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word.
Thank you. To God, oh, please, my friend Roland. Thank you.
Amen. From
verse
33 to 37.
Yes, please.
Okay. Sa akin, bigyan mo ako ng pagkaunawa at aking iingatan ang iyong kautusan o aking susundin ng aking buong puso. Payaunin mo ako sa landas ng iyong mga utos sapagkat siya kong kinaaliwan. Ikiling mo ang aking puso sa iyong mga patutuo at huwag sasakiman. Alisin mo ang aking mga mata sa pagtingin ng walang kabuluhan at buhayin mo ako sa iyong mga daan. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to move to the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 11. And Zach will read for us to verse 17. So, okay. John, chapter 10, verse 11 to verse 17. Thank you, Zach.
Right on. So here's verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will leave the sheep because they aren't his and he isn't their shepherd. So the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he is merely a hired hand and no real concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Amen.
I have other sheep too. They are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd.
Entangelo.
Yeah.
Ako ang mabuting pastor, ibinigay ng mabuting pastor ang kanyang buhay dahil sa mga tupa. At nagpapaupa at hindi ang pastor na hindi may-ari ng mga tupa ay nakikitang dumarating ang lubo at pinababayaan ang mga tupa at tumatakas at inaagaw sila ng lubo at pinangangalat. Siya'y tumatakas sapagkat siya'y upahan at hindi ipinagmamalasakit ang mga tupa. Ako ang mabuting pastor, sabi ng Panginoong Hesus, at nakilala ko ang sariling sa akin at ang sariling sa akin ay nakikilala ako. Gaya ng pakikilala sa akin ng Ama at ng mga ang Ama ng pakilala ko at ibinigay ko ang aking buhay dahil sa mga tupa. At mayroon akong ibang mga tupa na hindi kalungang ito, sila'y kailangan din namang dalhin ko. At kanilang diringgin ang aking tinig, at sila'y magiging isang kawan, at magkakaroon ng isang pastol. Dahil dito sinisinta ako ng Ama, sapagkat ibinigay ko ang aking buhay upang kunin kong muli. Ito ang sabi ng Panginoon Jesus. Okay, Brother Zach. Angus.
Thank you, Roland and Zach. Let's look at verse 16. Zach, could you please amplify that in your own words?
Okay. So, Jesus, of course, he's the shepherd of all the sheep. They're all around the world. And, you know, so often we forget that he is a shepherd. In fact, the world belongs to him. He created it. And he created the universe. In fact, when he created things, he even created the angels, even though some of them chose to disobey him. And just as man did to begin with, what did we do to start with? We decided that we liked food more than God. We went for the apple rather than the Father. Not too smart, but hey, we do love our food, don't we?
Verse 16, please, in Tagalog. And can you 16. Share from your heart?
At mayroon akong ibang mga tupa, 16, na hindi sa kulungang ito sila'y kailangan din namang dalhin ko at kanilang diringgin ang aking tinig at sila'y magiging isang kawan at magkaroon ng isang pastor. Yes? There are some ships is not include the crowd or the groups of the ships.
In other
so,
places.
Meaning to say that even there are some that they are claiming that they are only the ships of God. But the Lord, He told us already that there are some ships not including that groups. But someday, in the last days, that some ships will be included
together. Yeah.
So it is not good that we claim we are the only ships of God. The Lord Jesus Christ can say there, even we did not see, they are with us. Yeah. Even we don't see, but the Lord Jesus Christ has told already that there are some ships not included on that group. So it is not good. We claim we are the only ships. Even, you know, we have different religions. We belong to the Christian religion, but not all called Christians, they have the heart as being a true unbeliever of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the name. But it is good.
Yeah.
We live what we hear the words from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Okay, Brother Angus.
Thank you, Roland. So we come to the conclusion of our brief message this morning on three words.
Three words.
The conclusion of our message is three words. God.
God.
No. And Zach, what's the third one?
Obey.
God.
No.
Do what he asks.
To know.
And to obey. God, to know, and to obey.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
God, to know,
and
to obey. Zach, can you please give us from your heart, and then we'll give it to Roland.
Okay.
Well, you know, the whole sense that the closer we are to God, and the more we know Him, the more we see who He is and how wonderful He is. And it's easy to obey Him when we love Him. It's easy to obey Him when we see the order that He's given us, the grace, the mercy, the pathway, and of course we obey Him.
Thank you, Zane. Roland.
Amen.
You will close off our sermon.
Thank you. We are theist people.
Yes.
So, meaning we believe that there is God. But that is opposite. They don't believe of God at all. So, impossible. Nobody created the whole universe. Impossible. So we believe that there is God. So we are belong the creationism principle.
Yeah.
So that's why the detail of the creation of the Lord Jesus of God that whom we believe is in the Bible. So if there is a house, and then because he is a rich, is that house, is there no carpenters who are responsible that the house or the building was built? Even he is rich, he cannot say that, there's nobody built that a house. So the same, if that house has responsible, that the one, there are one who created that house, how much more this universe and this planet Earth that we are in?
Yes,
so
for sure.
We believe.
Yeah.
And in the God whom we believe, because the details of the creation, we are belong to the creationism principle, so we love Him.
Yeah.
Because we know He created us in a special way.
Yeah.
He created everything through His Word. But we are human. Mm. When God created us, it's special. He used His hand to mold us.
Mm.
So we must love Him.
Mm.
So if we love Him, it is easy for us to obey.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth of it. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And we celebrate that, don't we? That as we obey Him, we honor Him. And as we honor Him, He honors us.
Amen.
In return.
So who are we not to love Him?
Oh,
He created us. And He prepared for us.
Yes.
This temporary place and the eternity, our final destination, we will go someday in His kingdom. The heaven. There is no death. There is no crying. All will be happy and peace and order. Not just like here, but we allow that because this is a temporary. So that's why we are still longing, Lord, on that place. Okay? Brother Angus.
Thank you for this opportunity, Roland and Zach. It is a pleasure to talk about what God is doing and to believe, God, that He will
We have 2 minutes,
really. Give us more every day. So thank you, Roland. I'll hand it back to you.
Do you want to pray?
Okay. Yeah, give a little bit to Brother Sam.
Okay. Just to, in the finish of it, this whole challenge of that there is God, we do need to learn to know Him. And we learn to know Him very often by reading the Bible.
Okay.
And to obey Him, we do that because we are thankful for what He has done. So today we pray and we say, thank you, God, for the awesomeness of what you've done and the stepping stones that you take to open up to us the wonders of who you are and what you do in our lives. It changes us, and we're so blessed by that. Today, we give glory to you and say, thank you, Lord, for all that you do. As we lean on you, as we are encouraged by you, as we're empowered by you, by that Holy Spirit that you gave to us. Amen.
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 Thank you, Roland.
Thank you, Brother Angus,
you,
the message that you have shared this morning.
Thank you, sir.
And Brother Sark, thank you.